The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Erased, a DNA discovery that changed my reality. I'm your host, DJ Medikenko, and this podcast is about how DNA test results uncovered a 51-year-old secret and turned my world upside down. Join me as I share the secret, as well as explore the many outcomes of the unraveling of DNA through DNA testing, which has become a mainstream tool around the world. Welcome back to Erased. In episode 1, I shared my story as to why I took the 23andMe DNA test, as well as my results and my reactions to the results. This is episode 2, Filling in the Blanks. I will be chatting about the various reasons why people take DNA tests, as well as both the positive and negative outcomes of taking DNA tests. But before I get ahead of myself, I realize that I do need to fill in the huge blank of information regarding what exactly DNA testing is and a little bit of its history. Brace yourselves. DNA is coming. Humans have always been fascinated with what makes us similar and what makes us different. We have always been interested in the mysteries of life. DNA was considered a mystery of life for many years. This is the very reason why science fiction and fantasy genres have been popular. Think back to some titles of novels, movies, and games you may be familiar with, which toyed with the idea of genetic mutation, genetic engineering, genetic modification. There's Resident Evil, Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, The Fly, both the classic and the OG remake with Jeff Goldblum, just to name a few. I do have a couple of favorite sci-fi films when I think of DNA. Please excuse me while I geek out for a moment. Boys of Brazil. The novel was published in 1976 and the film rolled out in 1978. It starred Gregory Peck and Laurence Olivier. This film was about a Nazi doctor who was planning to build what he referred to as the Fourth Reich, which would be led by 95 clones of, you guessed it, Adolf Hitler. The dude raises the clones in the same manner that Hitler was raised by providing similar childhoods, except that they are in Brazil. Why Brazil? It's just to stay hush-hush. Twisted plot, right? Gattaca, the 1997 film that was written and directed by Andrew Niccol, is one that I consider to be one of the best sci-fi films ever made. You heard me correctly. The story revolved around a character named Vincent, who always wanted to travel in space. But since his genes were considered inferior, as with all the humans who were conceived and born naturally, he did not qualify for the space flight program. His genetic tests show that he had bad vision, heart problems, and a life expectancy of 30 years. Vincent makes a deal with Jerome, a perfect specimen, except for the paralysis he suffered in an accident. If you haven't seen it yet, you should definitely check it out. Perhaps this is a tiny spoiler alert, but I just have to share it. There is a concert pianist with 12 fingers in the film. Not 10. But 12 fingers. Can you imagine? And of course, I'm not going to forget Jurassic Park, the popular novel by Michael Crichton and the blockbuster films by Steven Spielberg about a theme park filled with dinosaurs created with prehistoric DNA that went out of control. Spielberg churned out 6 of these films. The first movie had a short animation film that kicked off the park tour by Mr. DNA, and he explains about DNA in blood and how the dinosaurs were made. I think this is perhaps a good time to insert a little DNA lesson. It won't be as cute as Mr. DNA, but I will try to make it as short but informative as possible. DNA, short for deoxyribonucleic acid, is the genetic information inside the body's cells that helps people who they are. Think of it as blueprints for your body. By using an electron microscope, you would see that DNA looks like a twisting ladder called a double helix. Four different chemicals called nucleotides pair up to make the steps of the ladder. Groups of nucleotides make up genes. Genes determine things like what the color of your eyes are, the texture of your hair, if your second toe is larger than your big toe, and why is it so hairy? And I digress. DNA is stored in the chromosomes that are inside every cell of the body. Each person inherits two set of chromosomes, one from each parent. Get it? Got it? Good. Before DNA testing, as we know it today, was a thing, scientists did have tests to try to identify and determine biological relationships. In the early 20s, scientists identified four blood types. Blood typing was the earliest form of tracking inherent tendencies. They were able to predict the type of blood based on the parents' blood types. From the 30s through the mid-70s, scientists had serological testing, which still relied heavily on blood, but focused more on the proteins and white blood cells in the blood. Official DNA testing began around the later 1970s and early 1980s. In 2007, 23andMe began offering the first home testing DNA kits. Though DNA home kits are available for consumers in the United States and the United Kingdom, there are countries that have DNA testing bans, such as Israel, France, and Germany. France has had a ban since 1994 under their law of bioethics. Individuals must either have medical approval by a doctor or a court order to have a DNA test, which must also be done in a medical facility. If you break the law by ordering DNA home tests online, the penalty is a fine for about 3,000 euros, which is equivalent to $3,250. Germany has a similar law, which is called the German Gene Diagnostic Act. All persons need to give their written consent. Minors must have parental consent by both parents or those who are in custody of the minor. The test must also be done in a medical facility. Germany's fine is a little more steep than France's. It's close to 5,000 euros, which is about $5,250. Even with such fines, people do still seek to do the DNA tests. According to the Pew Research Center, that's pew, like the sound stormtrooper blasters make, as in pew, pew, pew. Sorry, friends, I forgot to turn my geek off. The Pew Research Center did a survey regarding mail-in DNA testing on August 2019. There were 9,834 panelists who completed the survey. About 1 in 7 adults said that they used a mail-in DNA test. The breakdown of results for the reasons why they took the test are as follows. The majority wanted to learn about where their family came from. About a fourth wanted to get information about their health or family medical history. The other fourth wanted to connect with relatives they might have but didn't know about. On the same survey, a section focused on whether there was a surprise on the DNA results. And not surprisingly, ha ha ha, there were some unexpected results. There were surprises regarding the countries or continents where their ancestors came from, the racial ethnic background of their ancestors, information about their health or family medical history, and learning about close relatives they did not know about. Tell me about it. So the question is, was the attempt to fill in the blanks by using a DNA test worth it? There are pros and cons of taking at-home DNA tests. I must confess that I did not bother to weigh them out before taking the test. Most of the support in taking a DNA test has to do with our health. At-home DNA tests helps to promote awareness of genetic diseases and makes us more proactive about our health. You don't require approval from a doctor or health insurance, so it does cut the red tape in that particular process. The mail-in DNA kits cost less than genetic testing provided through a provider. And your anonymous data is added to a large database that can be used for medical research for the greater good. Now for the opposing reasons for taking a home DNA test. The first is still tied to our health. The DNA results may be inaccurate for dangerous genetic mutations. The other opposing reasons for taking a home DNA test is focused on privacy and data. Commercial DNA databases can be hacked. Luckily, the last time this occurred, it was just email information and not actual genetic data. Yet, genetic information can also be sold. Many of the big farm companies do share data. Contracts are always drawn for users to approve before the information can be shared. But have you actually read the contracts? The fine print? Think Willy Wonka. I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc. Genetic data can be used against you. Current federal genetic laws allow insurers, health, disability, and long care term providers to access information. They can legally access data to determine rates and coverage. A more shuddering idea and worthy of a thriller or horror movie script is that white nationalists have been striving to get data in order to determine peer membership. And finally, the biggest reason for not taking a DNA test is your genetic information is not anonymous. Wait a second, Mittykinkle, didn't you just say when you were talking about the pros that your anonymous data is added to a larger database for the greater good? I know. But are you familiar with reverse engineering? It's the same idea here. DNA testing companies make your genetic data anonymous before they share it, so the process can easily be reversed. Speaking of filling in the blanks, there were a handful of MIT scientists who managed to identify specific donors of 5 samples. From looking at anonymous DNA samples and comparing any anomalies in public databases. And you know what? I just realized I said that the last reason was the final reason, but how can I forget adding the biggest reason of all? After taking a DNA test, you may find out things that you weren't ready to know about yourself and about your family. You may find yourself hurt in a way that you've never known. It will affect you and your relationships with those you've known in all your existence. So what do you do with that new information? How do you do the new you? Stay tuned for episode 3, The Face in the Mirror.